This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, broadcasting live today. I appreciate your listenership. Thank you also for making us the number one radio show during the weekend. Let me just go over there and see where we're at right now. You got us popping back and forth at number 3. And we appreciate that. Without you, we could not do this. Let's jump over to what I promised at the very offset of the show during the first hour. America, why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks before it took place? Because it's bought and paid for. You know, last year I was at the Minnesota State Fair during this time. And if you remember rightly, friends, the media's narrative, the establishment media, which is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA globally, was promulgating and proclaiming that BLM, Black Lives Matters, was protesting at the Minnesota State Fair. And I also shared with you that I was there. And there was no issues at all with the BLM down there last year. But what they did is they took a group of, 25 people, labeled them as Black Lives Matters, put signs in their hands, put it on the front page of the paper, and there they have their protest. Remember, I'll take the pictures. Or you take the pictures, and then I'll create the war. That's exactly right. You know, and I also told you last year, and I brought this up a couple days ago, just to reassure people that this is all fabricated. Last year, when this was supposedly going on, I was going across the street at the Minnesota State Fair, and there was tens of thousands of people at the Minnesota State Fair. It was to the point where it was ridiculous. I don't like going places where there's a lot of people. There were so many people. I mean, you were saying, excuse me, every second just to get by. Somebody to get to your destination. And what just happened to be right in front of my view was none other than the Black Lives Matters booth. And interestingly enough, when we were going to the hot dog stand, because that was my final destination, all of a sudden, when I looked over at the BLM, there was nobody at the table. And I thought, boy, isn't this opposite as to the way the controlled media is pushing forth their propaganda on the American people that are continuously trying to stir up domestic insurrection because they want to bring about a police state. And they want to bring about new policy to overthrow your law. That's why they're using these groups. Well, on the way back after I got the hot dog, I noticed that there was one person at the booth. Tens of thousands of people. And I shared just a couple days ago, friends, with all these people crying out for their rights that God does not give them, nor does our constitutional republic give them. You know, like the homosexuals and all these abortionists. And all. You can't find the booths at the Minnesota State Fair. Why? Because people don't support them. But as long as you don't know that and we just keep pushing it in front of your face, you'll believe anything we tell you. You're easily deceived. Oh, America, you're slow of heart. But friends, just think about this. Why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte last week? Actors and photographers wanted in Charlotte. Crowds on demand. A Los Angeles-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers in the Charlotte, North Carolina area to participate in our events. Our events include everything from rallies to protests. Hello? I was personally at the end of several of these, friends, where they bust in people. They brought the media, then they bust people in, only to find out that they're all bought and paid for because they're attempting to make headlines because they want to stir people up. Our events include everything from rallies to protests to corporate PR stunts to celebrity scenes. The biggest qualification is enthusiasm, a can-do spirit. Pay will vary by event, but typically is $25 per hour plus reimbursements for gas, parking, Uber, public transit. Wow, they even said Charlotte. I mean, just think about that. I mean, America 2 plus 2 equals 4. Here, if you're looking for the guilty party, well, just find out who put the ad in the paper, and also find, because you will, one of the 200 organizations that the Nazi criminal himself, George Soros, is funding in the United States of America. America, you know who the bad guy is. You know who's stirring up this domestic insurrection. And isn't it interesting, friends, that they're looking for people that they can pay $25 per hour? Now, with the working population in the United States of America, I mean, where would they find these people? Well, how about we go to the entitlement attitude, young people that are being raised up to believe that the government, we the people, owe them something. Exactly. So those that are on welfare, those that are on loans, student loans, living off of them and milking them for what they are, not knowing that they're indebting themselves, by the way. But they're going to the group that's on welfare, the groups of people that are do-nothings, and these groups that they have continuously tried to create. And the reason the names keep changing, friends, is because they keep being exposed over and over and over again for who they are and what they are. It says, if you're interested in working with us, please reply to this posting with the following information. Full name, prior relevant experience as an actor, performer, photographer, brand ambassador, or political activist, etc., it says. And when are you usually available for work? Resume optional. If you're a photographer, what equipment do you use? Are you okay with participating in peaceful protests? Optional. Really? Huh. That's interesting. And then there's a screenshot of the original post. Crowds on demand. Actors and photographers wanted in Charlotte. A Los Angeles-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers in the Charlotte area to participate in our events. Wow. So what is crowds on demand, America? Well, just find out who's funding them. And there you have those that are actually perpetuating the crimes, again, only to further solidify my point that I continuously reiterate on this radio show that it's all bought and paid for. And I just proved my point once again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Broadcasting live across the country and into 53 countries as well. Folks, I was just highlighting, why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte last week? Folks, they've been busted over and over and over again with paid provocateurs, and this is nothing new under the sun. Matter of fact, if you go back to the civil rights movements during the 60s, I'd actually sat down and spent some time with the former mayor, Andrew Young, who was always at the right hand of none other than Dr. Martin Luther King. Michael King was his real name. And they knew that during that time that it was actually the FBI sending in paid provocateurs to disturb those peaceful marches because they wanted to put that whole movement in a negative light concerning the people, and it completely backfired on them. It completely backfired on them every step of the way. And folks, the reason I'm telling you what I'm telling you right now is because you need to understand that nothing new is under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, I believe it is. There's nothing new in America because you didn't deal with them back in the 60s. They've been encouraged, and you're adding strength to tyranny by not dealing with corruption. Find out who's paying for this. And there you have the culprit. There you have the criminal who needs to be lawfully dealt with. Using your kids, paying your kids to disrupt communities. See, and what they do is they want to create, right, the narrative. And then they want to begin to tear down their history like the statutes, which are there for the very purpose to provoke conversation concerning the history of who we are and what it is we are and where we came from. Because if we don't know where we came from, how do we know where we're going? Barack Hussein Obama was busted doing this over and over and over again. And now it's happening even in a greater degree under none other than Donald Trump. Now, I know that there's a lot of people. Now, listen, I'm talking about principle here. If you want to get caught up into the political party because you like and this guy that's the president of the United States of America right now, you're not a principled, you're an unprincipled individual if you don't hold his feet to the fire regardless if you like him or not. And furthermore, if you really do like him, then keep him accountable, because he does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own ungodly image any more than anybody else does. We're ruled by law in this country. And see, we can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. So don't be unprincipled and say, well, you know, are you for the Democrats then? Are you for Hillary Clinton? No. No, they're criminals, period. They need to be dealt with. But they're still doing what they're doing at will because the American people have given them a pass, because they gave James Comey a pass at the FBI for protecting the likes of the Clintons and the Barack Hussein Obamas and the Eric Holders, and the list goes on. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, so on and so forth, friends. They're doing what they're doing because you're allowing them to get away with it. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to go on with the fact that the same agenda is moving forward regardless of who the president is. I know what you've been led to believe, but again, let's expose what's going on out here. And I want to show you what the media is not sharing with you, because what they're doing is they're leading through opposition. And to lead through opposition is to continuously drive more support to Donald Trump without actually knowing the facts. And facts are stubborn things, friends. And my point in saying that we need to be principled, this applies to every one of us. What I'm correcting concerning this current administration, I'm correcting within myself first and foremost. I'm taking the mote that's in my eye out before I can go out and correct anybody else. And that's what I'm doing by studying and showing myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, because I want to remain free, and I want to pass the baton of freedom to our posterity. Read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. You'll understand what I'm saying. Patrick Henry, who was a son of liberty, said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel." So that's what we are doing today. We are suspecting everyone. And I know, because Donald has your favorite jersey on, again, if you don't pay attention to the information and hold to the truth, you're a part of the problem, regardless of who has your face on. Sebastian Gorka said this last week. Listen carefully. "Regrettably, outside of your yourself," this was a letter written to Donald Trump, "regrettably, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again," which, by the way, was verbatim the words used by none other than Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, he said, "that have been internally countered, okay, systematically removed or undermined in recent months." In other words, this brand new administration, you have been led to believe, is going to make America great again. But Sebastian Bach, from the inside out, telling you that that is not the case. He said, "regrettably, outside of yourself, Mr. President, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months." See, while the establishment media is doing its best to divert America's attention from the real issues by focusing your attention on Nazi criminal George Soros-backed paid provocateurs, as I just highlighted, John 10:10, attempting to stir up domestic insurrection, well, friends, I felt it my duty to turn your attention to where it needs to be turned. You know, Jesus said that when the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. And it also tells us, friends, that a king that sitteth on the throne scattereth evil. And how does he scattereth evil? He does it through judgment. And this is the guy that said, Donald Trump is the guy that said he was going to bring back in the rule of law. And guess what has not been done? The rule of law has not been brought back in, friends. Read Proverbs 28, friends. It says, "A king sitteth in the throne of judgment, scattereth away evil with his eyes." In other words, when government, which is its whole purpose to restrain men from breaking God's moral law, sins that our forefathers, 1 John 3:4, instead of restraining men and setting the precedent that crime will not be tolerated in this country, He's literally been giving these people a pass to do at will what they want under the guise of being the man that's going to make America great again. See, folks, we have seen treasonous Hillary Clinton and her criminal, traitorous political husband, Bill Clinton. Don't forget about Chinagate. He was selling military secrets, U.S. military secrets, to the Chinese back in the 90s. It wasn't about him committing adultery. He was going to be impeached for selling military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. But we have seen these treasonous individuals, Hillary and Billy, who have yet to come under the special prosecutor that the president promised that he'd bring about. He said after the fact that it was political talk. America, listen carefully. A criminal and foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama, now being called out for his political espionage just last week, to continue, he does at will. He continues to create war within. Psalm 9:17. And why is that war being created? Because 78% of you that profess to be Christians have wickedly departed from your God. And God said, when you do that, I'm going to turn your nation into hell. What about treasonous Paul Ryan, who gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted back in December 15th of 2016? Giving him a $1 trillion omnibus bill. He's right next to the president, friends. Why hasn't he been removed? What about Mitch McConnell, who was busted with over 90 pounds of cocaine on his family ship? You never heard a word about it. Why are they still at the side of the president? And all the well knowing what these two have done are continuing to do so. But the media continuously sells these two as the good guys to the American people. What about Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, James Comey, and the list goes on. I mean, folks, all of these remain at large to upend American sovereignty at will to the highest bidder. And you know it. Matthew 7:16. So in other words, the swamp, friends, has not been drained. America, the swamp has not been drained. It still remains. And many of those that I just named in the swamp are funded by none other than George Soros. And don't tell me about how bad George Soros is, because everybody in this country knows who this criminal is. And yet he is still at large to do what he wants to do. When you go to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, this is what it says. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. America, I'm highlighting their works, and they are not righteous. But if they're under the guise of being righteous, then guess who's behind them? Satan himself. And we can see that. So we need to deal with him. Amen? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side. 1-866-58...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about same agenda moving forward, forward regardless of who is the who the president is, friends, and who is the responsible party. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I want you to again listen to Sebastian Gorka, who has now been removed from the administration, and what he said. He said, regrettably, outside of yourself, speaking to the president, the individual who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again, have been internally countered, systematically removed or undermined in recent months. See, you're not being told as they're being removed. They're put in place to appease you, America, and then behind closed doors, they're removed. And you never hear about it because the media doesn't want you to hear about it. As a constitutional republic, what a shame it is that you have been led to believe the media can lie at will. It's not free speech. It's against the law to lie, to libel, to commit a jihad, to attack people. I mean, this is just shameful conduct in this country. Let me further solidify, bringing it to another point, saying the same thing. We have the Daily Signal reported, why are Trump's Justice Department appointees protecting the IRS? Wait a second, I thought he was going to get rid of the IRS. Remember Mr. So Easy said, oh, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. Yep. He's doing the exact opposite as what he promised the American people. It was just like when Hillary Clinton, he wanted to bring that special prosecutor, remember? And after the fact that when he won incumbency, the White House, the people's White House, the first thing he said, friends, within the first minute, he told the American people that they owed Hillary Clinton a major gratitude for her service to our country. The very first thing he said. Just think about that. So this should come as no surprise. And then later on, he said it was just political talk. It's what the people wanted to hear is what he was saying in essence. America, the Daily Signal just reported, why are Trump's Justice Department appointees protecting the IRS? Various media sources have reported that the federal district judge, Reggie Walton, has ordered the IRS to finally respond to various legal requests for information and documents made by the conservative Tea Party organizations that sued the agency. Good for them. Good for them. But the question that no one is asking, said Judicial Watch, reported by the Daily Signal, but the question that no one is asking is why that order was even necessary and why the Justice Department, which is now supposedly under the control and authority of the new administration, is what it says, hasn't reversed its obstinate, inflexible, and stubborn defense of the IRS. Wait a second, folks. Trump just ain't jiving. And this has been out in the light of day for you to see what's going on. And it's interesting that on live feeds all day, you will see the diehards treating Donald Trump as if he is God every time he speaks. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. If you are that foolish that you haven't taken the time to study history, rest assured, America, we are close to seeing it being repeated once again. Listen to the rest of this. It was over 4 years ago that the Inspector General, 4 years ago, that the Inspector General for Tax Administration at the Treasury Department released a report detailing that the IRS has targeted conservative nonprofit organizations seeking tax-exempt status, and that then the IRS employee, Lois Lerner, admitted what had been happening at an American Bar Association meeting in Washington, D.C. Self-incriminating, friends, but still she has not been prosecuted. Why? Because you're led to believe that because the president is the president, that for some reason or another he is above the law. Baloney. His purpose, his oath sworn on the Bible, with his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man, is that he would uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, not torn down. And that applies to every single one of us. Read Article 2, Section 4. The Inspector General report found that officials were delaying the process of applications and requesting voluminous, unnecessary, and irrelevant information due to the perceived opposition of the nonprofits to liberal, lawless policies being promulgated by the criminal foreign sodomite himself, President Barack Hussein Obama, and their association with the Tea Party movement. And by the way, this started under George W. Bush, first and foremost. So don't just lay it off on Barack Hussein Obama. In all fairness to the truth, tell the truth and shame the devil. George W. Bush is the one that started this whole process. Just so you know. The Justice Department's Laura Connor told Walton that the IRS should not be forced to respond to far-reaching inquiries. But Walton asked, why hide the ball? If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. Listen to the Injustice Department lawyer, Laura Connor, saying that the IRS should not be forced to respond to far-reaching inquiries. Are you kidding me? How often people in this country are harassed, taken to questions that are intrusive, unlawful, by the IRS, that this Injustice Department's lawyer, Laura Connor, she should be magnifying the law against the crime, regardless of whose side the crime is being committed on. That's her purpose. Condemn the wicked, justify the righteous. Condemn the wicked, justify the righteous. You know what, friends? Wouldn't it be great to see the history of all those that have dared spit against heaven? I want to tell you the history of those that spit against heaven, because we don't take time to turn around and look at all of those under administrations that went and dared the justice of God. Guess what? They got a response. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on their back. And if these people would just simply understand that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows or a woman sows, that shall he also reap. These people just go along to get along. They take a bribe under the table. They sell their souls. But they don't realize that they're going to reap it in this life as well. And it is for the American people to be the law, to deal with them lawfully and show them that there is consequence. I don't care if it's the president or an attorney or a judge. Read your founding documents. Every one of us is ruled by law, like it or not. I love it because it's what's liberating. Then we have SonsOfLibertyMedia.com reporting this week, Sebastian Gorka and Another Broken Trump Promise was the headline. President Donald Trump promised a change on Islamic terror, but all the change agents in America are gone. President Donald Trump promised a change on Islamic terror, which is all created, by the way. Nobody's attacked you more than your own government since September 11, 2001, America. Don't forget what I'm telling you. They've done more than a foreign country could have dreamed of doing concerning who we are as a people. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him. He said that America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroy our fellow. But that one's not good enough for you. Go back to the father of our Constitution. His name was James Madison. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And also understand the word under Oxford's Old English Dictionary, the original meaning to terrorism, by the way, is government by intimidation. What's happening today, America? And if you look in Leviticus 26, the Lord said, starting in verse 15, he said, if you despise my statutes, my judgments, my laws, this is what I'm going to do unto you. I'm going to appoint those over you that hate you. And the first thing he said before that, friends, is he said, I will appoint over you terror. President Donald Trump promised a change on Islamic terror. By the way, if you look at the State Department statistics, you'll find that under Donald Trump, illegal immigration has doubled of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Go on their website, find out for yourself. And if you're going to get mad at someone, get mad at Donald Trump. And yourselves for not correcting Donald Trump, if you fail to do so, you unprincipled traitor to America. Mr. Gorka went on and said the specific problem was Trump's apparent retreat from his repeated insistence on speaking about radical Islamic terrorism rather than a faceless, amorphous, and ideology free terrorist threat. Gorka continued. In his resignation letter, Gorka said, given recent events, it's clear to me that the forces that do not support the MAGA promises are, for now, ascendant with that of the White House. As a result, the best and most effective way I can support you, Mr. President, is from outside of the People's House. Regrettably, said Mr. Gorka, from the inside out, America, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Wow. How come we're not hearing about that? Well, that's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Because we're telling the truth and shaming the devil regardless who or who is there. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory, and finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About same agenda moving forward, regardless of who the president is and who's the responsible party. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We just got done highlighting why are Trump's Justice Department appointees protecting the IRS. That came from the Daily Signal. It's the Daily Signal, friends, reported by none other than the reputable and credible Judicial Watch. These are coming from attorneys, friends, that love you enough to tell you the truth and stand on the side of the law rather than being unprincipled and standing on the side of, well, their favorite political pawn. And then I highlighted friend Sebastian Gorka and another broken promise. Did you hear what he said concerning Donald Trump's promise on change concerning Islamic terror, which, by the way, again, it's all created. This is happening on a global scale, friends. You want it to stop sending the 300 Marines to deal with them, and it'll be all over with. And furthermore, quit funding them, CIA. Come on. Let's call it for what it is. The CIA's been busted over and over and over again, friends, supplying arms to these people that you are being led to believe that are called terrorists. And what is it? It's to create instability on a global scale so that you'll cry out to government for more control as you give up more freedoms, right? To establish what? A new world order. That's what's happening. And by the way, everybody behind the scenes knows this. I mean, you got to have your eyes closed. I mean, folks, for them to disagree or deny what I'm saying in the bureaucracies, well, that have been created to actually protect us, or so we're told, intelligence communities, friends, for them to deny what I'm telling you right now, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And they're told not to disclose the information. Common sense comes into play. But Sebastian Gorka, from the inside out, is telling America another broken Trump promise. Now it's coming to Islamic terror. And what did he say? He said, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Wow. This just in, coming again from Judicial Watch, a statement on court rulings concerning the likes of Clinton email. We just found out that, again, the FBI, you know, we're led to believe that they're there to protect the little guy from the big guy, when in fact the opposite is true. They're protecting special interest groups from the people. But we were told, by the way, for those that didn't know, James Comey, his brother, does Clinton's taxes. Okay, so there's always some sort of link. If you just pull the curtain open enough, you'll find out what the problem is. And you'll find out 9 times out of 10 that you're being lied to. But, you know, Americans are crying out for Donald Trump to keep his promise in prosecuting none other than the Clintons and other criminals in government by draining the swamp, right? Well, interestingly enough, we were told by the corruption in the FBI. We already know the CIA is corrupt from the top to the bottom, right? By the way, I have a friend that's a former agent with the CIA and a friend with the FBI. But interestingly enough, it's interesting to note, and there's good people in both organizations, by the way, just so you know, okay? But I'm not talking about the good people. I'm talking about the squeaky wheel. I'm talking about the little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump that needs to be ousted legally. It's interesting that the FBI just reported that there's not a public demand on Hillary Clinton's emails, so therefore they're not going to reinvestigate this. No, folks, it's all being concealed because they're protecting themselves. But listen to this, okay? Judicial Watch statement, this was just released 3 days ago. Judicial Watch statement on court ruling on Clinton email issue. District court rules that State Department must make public FBI declaration on Clinton email retrieval efforts. Good for them. We have some good judges doing their job. And by the way, that's why we still remain. See, the good people, law-abiding citizens in this country, they're the problem. They're the obstacle to those that mean to overthrow. And that's why they're so busy demonizing anybody that stands on the side of God and law. And by the way, they're not one from another and one outside of another. No, God gave his law. And by the way, keep in mind, he gave his law because he loves, right? And that's why we're called the light of the world. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. But what's interesting here is the courts delivered, okay? They must disclose. They must give up the records, like it or not. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton made the following statement regarding today's ruling by United States District Judge James Boisberg that the Department of State must make a public FBI declaration detailing its efforts to retrieve Hillary Clinton's government emails. Okay, so now the FBI is going to be exposed as well. Now, listen carefully again. We're happy with the ruling, but Judicial Watch is telling the American people it's unbelievable that we're being opposed by Donald Trump's appointees in the State and Justice Department on the Clinton email issue. Did you hear what I said? We're happy with the ruling, but it's unbelievable we're being opposed by Donald Trump's appointees in the State and Justice Department on the Clinton email issue. Why is everybody so busy protecting the Clintons? They're dangerous people. If you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do your communities a favor. Watch it. It's very eerie, but it will show you to the degree of their corruption. 147 people murdered around that administration. That was back in the 90s. How many of these witnesses coming forward in the present are getting killed off that are busy exposing the likes of the Clintons and others? See, folks, this is mob, is what this is. This is mob. I got a thought here. And I'm going to share it with you. And I want you to listen carefully. You know, the man of God comes, like John the Baptist, he comes, he's hairy. He's got a leather girdle on. He's eating locusts and honey. And he's the greatest prophet born of women. And people think there's something wrong with that preacher when he preaches out against sin, right? Like when he was preaching out against Herod and his sins and all the other evils in which he's committed. He was the good guy, sent of God. You know, but what you see today is you've been conditioned to believe that the good guy, because of the way he looks, he must be the good guy because he's dressed right and he's got short hair and so on and so forth. Did you know that Saul Alinsky said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. That's right. It's called treason, America, and it's happening today under the guise of a righteous administration. Now, don't tell me that Donald doesn't know what's going on. It's his administration. It's his watch. He's the responsible party. Okay? Concerning his oath and his promise. But let me ask you, America, who is the responsible party when it comes to crime in the church and in the government? I shared with you earlier that say what you will, America and Americans, pointing my finger because I love, namely those who blindly follow behind their favorite jersey, their politicians, regardless if they do what they promise to do or not, like that of the said Donald Trump, I want to tell you that your failure to deal with his corruption only shows you that you attempt to justify and excuse your own. You are the problem. When it comes to addressing the truth of the matter and holding those responsible by righting the wrongs when it comes to upholding their oaths, they promised that they would uphold the Constitution. They are not doing that. And if they're not doing that, then you must intervene. You must interject yourself into the system to right the wrongs. Because the message to the American people is that if you stand up, we're going to crush you. What only shows you that that is not American government, that is foreign to American government. George Orwell said, by the way, read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. He said, a people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not the victims, but the accomplices. A people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not the victims, but accomplices. You know, I've shared with you in the past, friends, who's guilty before God, the one committing the crime or the people that stand back and allow those to commit the crime? In the sight of heaven, you're both guilty. And those that go on in their sin shall die in their sin. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.